Come with us now, if you dare, down a rickety staircase into a dank, dark basement. What awaits? The Saturday Night Freak Show.
Welcome back, ladies and germs, to the Saturday Night Freak Show podcast. Every week, usually on Saturday, a new episode magically appears on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn Radio, or wherever great podcasts are found and given away for free. I'm your host, Colin. I'm surrounded by the internet radio superstars.
Brent.
Jenny.
Making another guest appearance. Nick.
Welcome back, Nick.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Nick is back for tonight's movie. It's my pick. We did an irregular thing on the Saturday Night Freak Show. We watched a short film, only 30 minutes long. I thought it was going to be longer than this when I heard about this thing. I thought it was like a feature, but no, it's only a half hour. And thanks to Dom Cree for pointing this out for us. But it's the amazing 2015 movie Kung Fury.
Yes.
There's the lull.
All right, so what can you say about this movie? It's like a 80s fever dream.
Yeah, it's like an 80s acid trip.
Yeah. I mean, well, the one thing that like you forget is like the texture of VHS tape when you would watch it, and there would be like those tracking errors with somebody that crinkled the thing up.
That was cool to see that. I missed the VHS back in the day.
It wasn't ever that bad. Well, sometimes. That was if somebody had cut the tape and actually like spliced something because they like had a missing scene there. Mm-hmm. But usually the tracking wouldn't get that bad unless it was. If there was something broken, you'd see these ripples. But
unless you rented from like a video store or something like that, then you'd get bad copies all the time.
Yeah. But it's like, so it's about a cop. He's a cop who gets struck by lightning and bit by a cobra at the same time, becomes Kung Fury, the chosen one.
It's kind of disappointing, though, that we didn't get to see him bit by a cobra.
I know, right?
We saw him strike by thunder, but didn't see him.
Our hero is a guy who always uses like an 80s action hero, not catchphrase, but, you know, like the one-liner.
Like the Arnold Schwarzenegger and, you know. Jean-Claude Van Damme one-liners, or
like
somebody with a tank. Do you need this back?
Tank you. Knock, knock. Who's there?
Knuckles.
Cold.
Your spine is holding you up.
Oh, it's holding your back.
Holding your back.
Well, I think it's made by these Swedish filmmakers, a guy named David Sandberg. Sandberg. But it started as a Kickstarter thing, apparently. I mean, again, I haven't researched this thing, so I don't know.
From what I've heard, it was a Kickstarter, because they even gave a thank you on the credits for all the supporters for it.
Yeah. But it's just kind of like this crazy mashup. I mean, you got laser raptors, Thor shows up, like this muscle, you know, Swedish muscle man, you know. What did we say, that they're all Swedish? Everybody's Swedish in this movie, I think. What else is there? I mean, you got Adolf Hitler.
You got the two Barbarianas, or
Barbariana and remember the blonde one.
The Gatling gun wielding giant wolf riding dinosaur riding.
I swear to God, the wolf came straight out of Twilight. the Twilight wolves. That was brutal. That was just brutal.
Well, it has this kind of like. This is one of those things where, like, if it was longer than a half hour, I think this would be, like, pretty fucking deadly.
Yeah.
But then this comes into, like, Sharknado territory, right? Where, like, if it was, like, an hour and a half, it'd be Sharknado.
Yeah, basically.
Well, let me ask you guys a question, because we're talking about a movie about time travel. So, at the end of it, we start in the present. Where that's when Kung Fury takes on the arcade robot, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Then he goes on this adventure into the past to fight Hitler. And
because Hitler has killed his entire like police squad through the phone. And it starts shooting into the phone kills like the police captain and the entire squad mates.
This might be too early, but at the end of it, then they go 2 days earlier in the future, which is basically that day again. And Hitler shows up again after he defeats Hitler. But Hitler is different this time. And he's like, I know that symbol. So is that does he remember going back in time fighting Hitler?
I think so.
Is that before he goes back in time?
No, I think he does. I think he's just dim-witted. He's like, where do I know that from?
So it's just a joke. Yeah.
What is this symbol? The Nazi symbol.
Because the 2 days earlier threw me, you know, because I was like, oh, well, if it's 2 days earlier, then he hasn't gone back in time yet, which means that...
We'll leave Brent up to putting up a spreadsheet of the timeline of the time travel this time.
There will be documents, for sure. For sure.
Like a timer.
Yeah.
And time travel is assisted by Hacker Man. That was kind of hilarious. This, like, European pop star looking guy with a mustache and giant glasses and a mullet.
I swear to God, I went to a school with a guy. Just like that guy.
How well did you think they captured the 80s?
You know, as an 80s kid myself, I think they caught the 80s pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I even saw a DeLorean in there.
Yeah?
Did you guys see the DeLorean?
No, I didn't see it.
Yeah.
Was that in the...
When they're in the, like, they had the animated car?
Oh, no, that wasn't the DeLorean. Oh. But that was close.
I thought that was the DeLorean.
Oh, really?
That's why I hit you and I was like, what?
I think that was like a Lamborghini.
Yeah. The red one was his car.
But the actual DeLorean, one of them gets out of it. I forget who it is. It's back in the city in the present, and it's just for a second. It pulls up.
One of those gang members.
Yeah. And like two people are like standing in front of it, but it's very quick. But I saw it.
Yeah.
Like my DeLorean sense.
There's disturbance in the force.
Yes. Exactly. But you know who started the whole VHS 80s tracking thing?
Who?
Well, I don't know if they started it, but Tim and Eric, I think, like, the first time I started seeing it was on Adult Swim with Tim and Eric.
See, I'm an Adult Swim guy, but I absolutely hate watching Tim and Eric.
Really?
Absolutely hate it. Really, a lot of their live stuff, you know, human stuff on Adult Swim, I just don't get it, you know? But I'll sit down and I'll watch seasons after seasons of Aqua Teen or, you know, Venture Brothers or something like that.
Yeah.
But you get to Tim and Eric,
and it's
just losing you.
No go. It's often bizarre. That's for sure.
I've never seen it. It's like a sketch comedy thing?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. But for very high people.
Well, is this also like a stoner movie? I don't know. It just feels like it's one of those, like, I mean, because we also heard about it, not just from Dom, but from Tom, old podcast Tom, who's like, this is the greatest movie, you know, of all time. And it's because it's like, it's totally appealing
It's the total 80s flashback, you know, where it's balls to the wall, you know, just out there, just stuff.
Yeah.
That they throw at you in a 30-minute time span.
Right, yeah.
It is.
But I think, like, that's why if it works, right, it's because it's so compressed. You know, you can have talking dinosaurs, raptors with laser, you know, vision.
Raptors,
you know,
with freaking lasers.
There's, like, a scene which...
Laser raptors.
Well, because it is, like, this, like, hodgepodge of stuff that they're just kind of throwing together. Like, the movie stops for a moment so these two German officers can have a discussion about who has the better Aryan mustache.
Yeah.
Which is just kind of like, what the... And I'm like, are they speaking German or did they just lapse into Swedish there? Like, it sounded like they did. I mean, I don't know the language, but right. It sounded like they just gave up with the German at some point and went, you know, Swedish. And then it stops again more successfully, I think, for like this 80s cartoon, like animated He-Man-ish.
That's what I got was the He-Man feel from it. It looked like he was in Turnia and the snakes that come on were on those hoverboards that the He-Man guys rode back in the day.
Oh, right. Yeah. I thought there was like, I mean, because I'm feeling like the influence of, like, you know, I mean, the thing's name's Cobra.
Yeah.
But like the Emperor and Cobra rode one of those things, I thought, mm-hmm. like, or in G.I. Joe. You know?
Yeah, that's what I was waiting for was the... Mr.
Yeah, well, he spoke like that.
Yeah.
I am, you know.
I am Cobra.
I am your spirit animal.
Yeah. It's cool that they pulled this off on whatever the hell budget it must have been. I mean, it looks like it was at a decent, you know.
It's impressive. That's the thing. Yeah. I think that's what sets it apart from like an Adult Swim sketch. I mean, I think they're funny and they're impressive because they're funny. To me, anyway, maybe Nick disagrees, but this movie is like just even watching that the whole fight sequence, how creative it is,
mm-hmm.
and how it's impressive how they pulled that off.
Like the Street Fighter
fight. It was like like an old school video game, you know, side scrolling video game, you know, fighter. When he's just sitting there nutshotting everybody, ripping their heads off, kicking them off.
And there's when he did that backflip kick,
yeah,
I was like, whoa, I wish that was in Street Fighter.
Or where the Mortal Kombat style, where he kicks them way up in the air and comes down and starts skating on them.
Yeah, the skating.
Yeah.
He's skating on him, and then, like, I don't know if he kicks him into other people or what he does, but man.
Well, he was doing, like, the push-off or whatever, as he was going.
Yeah.
Well, like, that scene went on for so long that I started, like, looking at, like, the background guys. I'm like, okay, so how many guys do they have back there? I mean, they made a smart idea to put all their Nazis in, like, gas masks so you could just duplicate the same guy over and over again. And I'm like, you know, there's some kind of repeated behavior happening.
It was
back
like,
there.
You know, on a video, like if you play Rock Band or something, you know, when they show the crowd, it's the same three people putting their hands up in the air.
Right.
They look in the back of all the same Nazi guys who are doing the same things. So. Yeah.
But it was cool. It's, you just wonder, like, how much, you know, when I'm looking at that stuff, because, I mean, you're looking at something done on, you know, again, I'm assuming this one guy who wrote and directed it and cast it and, you know, stars in it and all that stuff. And it's like, what kind of computing power is he using there? Yeah. It's like, this is a desktop computer movie or they get help or, you know, I mean, Triceratops, a full like CG rendered, you know, animated character.
It looked like they just rendered his head because if you look at his hands,
right?
His hands look like gloves.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I thought so too.
And the T-Rex and the Raptor and the everything, it's all it's really well done. Wolf, and it looks like it was filmed on VHS, but it's like really clear.
Yeah, you know, they like intentionally degraded it somehow, so it looks a little fuzzier.
So,
or whatever.
So it had the 80s, you know,
but it was like an enhanced version of that, you know, like. Like, well, I guess for HD, really, is what they're doing. It's an HD version of a VHS.
Right, yeah,
But cool. I would say for a Kickstarter movie, it was, you know, pretty decent looking instead of, you know, because there's been some of these, like, short films that, you know, when we go to the festivals and stuff like that, that you just kind of sit there and it's like, ugh, you gotta sit through this one. But, you know, I could almost see that one becoming, like, a TV show, maybe?
Yeah. And, well, you know, David Sandberg, I mean, he's even a good actor, too. To be the writer, director, and actor.
Yeah.
I mean,
he's playing, like, this, you know, stereotypical, but, like, emotionless, you know, Jean-Claude Van Damme, Steven Seagal action hero.
He's a better comedian than he is.
Yeah, he's got good timing, I thought, for, like, the stuff that he did.
But talking like Christian Bale.
Yeah. Well, I've noticed, like, a lot of, you know, I mean, like, Liam Neeson did it when he did Dark Man. I mean, I've seen, like, several actors where they aren't native English or, you know, American accented actors. When they do the American accent, they like, you know, they do that kind of, talk down here and somehow,
very dark.
They change their voice to do it.
Yeah.
But the only one who was like, really like, whoa, Swedish was the Hacker Man. I think like where was this shot? Because like, I mean, we're assuming it's mostly green screen also. Mm-hmm. Right. But there's like all these like aerial shots of, you know,
Miami.
Yeah. Which has to be like stock footage,
you would think, from like Miami Vice or something.
Yeah, but it works because I think it gives you that like the sense that, you know, because when it first started, I'm like, you know, it felt like an American thing, and then you find out it's basically these, you know, Swedish guys doing this parody of, you know, this part of American culture, like all this stuff, which was kind of amusing. You know, it's like, oh, this is, you know, how it. I mean, we think of it that way, but it's like a global thing, you know.
Wait, is Ilvis, is that Swedish too?
Like Finnish, Swedish, like that. Yeah.
I think something.
We should know this.
We should. Yeah, we've watched like all their videos. And,
We're big fans of Ilvis.
Massachusetts.
Not sure where they're from.
Check out Ilvis if you haven't out there.
Yeah. I don't know what else this guy is doing besides, you know, this. And I like the way that his company is Laser Unicorns. They have that at the beginning of like the old video logo or whatever. But
yeah, well, and that arcade game, was that a real arcade game? Because that logo, like the robot in the beginning,
yeah,
that logo looks so familiar on that arcade.
Well, it looked like that Adult Swim actually had a robot unicorn game that you could download on like your iPhone and all that. Yeah. Kind of looked like that. I think it's called. Did
it? Well, the actual game, I think they made, because it had like a unicorn shooting lasers or whatever. Mm-hmm. That unicorn showed up a couple other times during the movie, too.
Yeah.
But I can't remember where, like in a transition into like one of the dream sequences or something, you saw like this unicorn.
Yeah.
But I think the title graphics may have been something that looked like Zaxxon or, you know, one of those old 80s arcade games, but I don't think it actually was a real one.
Yeah.
No, I can't remember what it was actually called. And we just watched this like, you know, 15 minutes ago.
It's a lot to take in. There's a lot to this.
Yeah.
Yeah, they crammed a lot in 30 minutes. It was...
Was that the thing? Like, are we in the age where you can say like a 30-minute movie is like, you know...
A movie.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah, I think a lot of, you know, guys like yourself, you know, do the short movies. And I think that seems to be like everybody's thing to do, you know, to go out there. I think
for YouTube, it's perfect.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know, you could go out and film a whole movie, you know, a 30-minute movie on your iPhone now, yeah. You know, and still go out and have it look halfway decent.
Yeah.
That's all I'm always worried about, that, like, you know, because, I mean, I know Brent and I have talked about this at work, you know, because we do make these short movies. We're always like, you know, or I'm saying like 30 minutes long is like too long. It's like you got to go for the YouTube audience where they just have like a maximum attention span of like 5 minutes or something like that. And then you see somebody like this doing it and it's like, okay, well, I mean, I can't imagine what the shorter version of this would be like. I mean, you can see it going on because it's like there could be, I'm sure there's going to be a Kung Fury 2, you know, because it has like this open ended
Kung Fury.
Kung Furious.
Kung Furor.
Yeah.
Well, it's like the last film that you guys did. I could have actually gone more than what the 15 minutes or something that you had long on that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was actually hoping for more from
it. We left you wanting more.
Yeah, exactly.
Huh. Good to know.
Yeah. It's just kind of like one of those things where, you know, I mean, I guess we've done it. We've sat here, downloaded the movie and watched, you know, full 30 minute thing. But, you know, it's one of those things where you're like, you know, is there an audience out there for, you know, something that's not a feature, you know, a feature in length, it's just as short. Like, where do you get it seen? I mean, this one had, I suppose it had, we forgot to mention that it had the David Hasselhoff, like, shows up and it has the Hoff, the Hoff 9000. The Hoff, everybody knows the Hoff. It had the Hoff in it.
That's Hoff where all 9000. The budget money went to.
I'm guessing, right? Because there's like a companion sure music that. Video yeah, that goes his, along
his,
with it.
His music video. Went through yeah. the whole thing, so.
Was it?
Yeah, I think it was the same.
Doon, it was.
Doon.
You didn't pick up on that?
Well, I got that it was the same, like, it was the same, what was it, Mitch Murder or something was the composer on this?
He was one of them.
Yeah.
But yeah. Mitch Murder.
He didn't write that. Did he write that?
He wrote the song. Yeah, but he wrote all the score. Yeah.
There was another guy, too, but his name wasn't as cool as Mitch Murder, so I don't remember.
Yeah. But it was that same kind of, you know, I mean, it had like, I don't know, how would you describe it? It's like an 80s electronica. What would be something similar to it? Like something like, you know, or like Tangerine Dream or something. You know, I'm thinking like from the early 80s. It'd be something like the way that this sounds. And then they wrote this song and got David Hasselhoff to come in and perform it and did a music video, which is hilarious on its own, you know, that you can see. And I think that's how I first, you know, was seeing something about this movie. It was like, this is a music video from this thing that's going to be like a longer deal. And it's like, no, it's just a half hour.
Yeah, and it was a nice throwback to the Knight Rider with him being Kit this time.
Yeah. The Hoff 9000.
Did anyone ever tell you not to hassle the Hoff? And he does have the hail line too. I can't let you do that, Kung Fury or whatever.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Now he has the full like music video for this online, right?
Yeah, yep. Yeah. I like the song.
It's got splices from the movie in it. Yeah, because I just watched it the other day at work, and I remembered like which scenes were actually in the music video, just because I watched it a couple days ago.
But that's like part of the marketing plan for this, right? It's like, you know, we have
like it has some of the Street Fighter fight scene.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But it gives you like a sense of what the movie is in that, you know, the 3 minute YouTube window. Plus it's got the appeal of David Hasselhoff. So you'll check that out and then go, what is this from? And then that links you back to the movie.
Yeah.
Genius.
Genius.
And even the lead guy looked like the Ryu guy from Street Fighter. You know, he had the red bandana on his head.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. What?
Oh, uh-oh. Gotcha. Oh. We need like a safe word.
Yeah, yeah.
A safe word or something.
I believe that was signed for the 2-minute warning.
Yeah. All right. So that's anything else to say about Kung Fury before wrap ups? It's a short movie, so it's a short podcast.
Yeah. It's I'll save it for my wrap up, which I guess that's me, right?
That's you.
Okay. Yeah. I, you know, Colin had been talking about this movie all week, wanting to watch it. I had only seen the music video. I had an idea of what it was going to be like, and it did not disappoint one bit. I think it was more, it was better produced than I thought it was going to be, like watching it, like the amount of effects, it's basically all effects, you know, like you said, it's somebody, it's actors on a green screen and everything else is pretty much filled in for the most part. And I thought it was done really well. You know, I got the joke, obviously the VHS joke, the 80s joke, all of it is just like, it's perfect. I mean, these are products of the 80s, the filmmakers that made this, and it shows. And it is funny. Like Colin said, I think had it been an hour and a half movie, feature length movie, I probably wouldn't have stuck with it, but for a half hour I'm in, and it had time travel, for God's sakes. Anytime you get to travel through time to kill Hitler, that's spoiler alert. That's a good movie in my book.
How many movies are there that we do?
There's gotta be at least another one more, right?
What, I don't know.
Isn't there, well, I guess there's revisionist history.
Right. Yeah.
With, Inglourious Basterds, but that's not really traveling through time. Yeah. I like the Thor. That's the Thor I wanted from the Avengers.
Yeah, that dude would put Helmsworth down to yeah. Nothing, man.
He has this boob dance that he does that is just fantastic.
Yeah, I couldn't tell if his boobs were bigger or the barbarian.
Yeah, yeah, it's hard to tell. It really is, but it's worth watching the movie just for Thor. But I mean, Kung Fury, that character is really something. He's hilarious, and he's got some moves. So, yeah, I mean, I would definitely recommend it if you get the chance. Definitely watch Kung Fury. Take a half an hour out of your life and watch it.
All right. Well, if you've seen the music video, you kind of have to watch the movie because there's so many random things in the music video that don't tie together. You have to watch the movie. Like you said, it's genius because like it's 80s and then karate and then, or kung fu, I'm sorry. Mm. And then you just see dinosaurs and you're like, what? So just watch the movie and take a half hour out of your life. Pretty entertaining. I would recommend it.
All right, two recommends, huh?
It all changes.
It's a half hour.
Nick was saying he's on every time he's on the show, he's recommended the movie.
I will have to say, if you have 30 minutes to spend, I would watch it. What it reminds me of is, you know, being a kid, you got that big old toy box full of action figures, right? That go to different things. You got your He-Man, your Ninja Turtles, your Dino Wars or whatever. You shake them all on the floor and you make your own story out of it. And that's exactly what this movie reminded me of. This guy, you know, got some money, went out there. and, you know, he picked his favorite things, you know, dinosaurs, lasers, barbarians, cop, and dinosaurs, you know.
Yeah.
And he just went out there and he did it. You know, and I have to give credit to all the guys that go out there and make these short movies. And, you know, this guy went out, he didn't have the money for it, so he funded it through Kickstarter or whatnot.
Yeah.
And he went out and made a movie that he wanted to put together. And I respect him for that. And I would say, totally, go out and watch it. 30 minutes.
Well, I hated this movie. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. it's just, it's tough to like, you know, it's one of those things where you're sitting there like, I mean, I fucking hated Sharknado, right? But Sharknado to me was like, it's, you know, if we do the, you know, like, we're going to put sharks in a tornado and it's going to go on for like an hour and a half. I think if Sharknado would have been a shorter thing, you know, it's like, because this is like a little joke. It's like a bite-sized kind of joke. You just kind of, it's like a candy bar. You have it and you're like, okay, I'm done. I don't have to make the investment of like a full, you know, feature length film.
Which, by the way, I'm wearing my Sharknado shirt tonight.
Which is why I was thinking about it. Because I'm like, oh, he's wearing the Sharknado staring me in the face. But yeah, I think because, you know, it's like, obviously these guys are talented guys who are probably going to go on to do, you know, bigger and better things now that, you know, once the spotlight, you know, the internet shines on them. But I think it's inspired lunacy. It's just like Nick was saying. I mean, actually, that was what I was thinking, was the taking, you know, because my nephew's doing that shit right now where you've got the Star Wars mm-hmm. and the Ninja Turtles are like meeting up on the living room floor kind of thing. It is that, like, taking all these things and like that plot to, you know, go back in time to kill Hitler is like one of those like zeitgeisty things that's been around. I'm like, I can't think of another movie that did it. There yeah. has to be one. I know there they mentioned it in, like yeah. the Dead Zone and everybody, that's your go-to like morality test in a time travel movie. If you had a time travel machine or time machine, would you go back and kill Hitler? You know, knowing what you know now, they always ask that in yeah. Kung Fury. They actually go back in time to try and kill
Hitler. How
do you
know that's not how Hitler actually died?
The answer to that is, but you can't. You can't fuck shit up in the past if you're not from there. So even if you think you're doing a good thing by killing Hitler, it's going to fuck everything else up. I think we learned that in Hot Tub Time Machine.
Right, the butterfly effect. If we learned nothing else from the Hot Tub Time Machine...
by the way, Brent, yes. one day, and you just sit me down and explain to me the time travel part of Donnie Darko.
Ooh,
that one like confuses me to all too. Kinds.
Do you want, I'm all sorts of confused with that movie, too.
Do you want the Cliff's Notes?
Sure.
Just get the Blu-ray. Wait, I'll let you borrow it. There's a commentary with Kevin Smith and the director,
Richard Kelly.
And he, like, Richard Kelly explains it, like, 100%.
What?
Like,
really?
Like, to where it makes sense.
Kevin Smith?
Kevin Smith is his buddy, and he does, uh-oh.
Sorry, flash flood alert.
Or an amber alert, you check it.
Flash flood.
Okay. Kevin Smith is, like, his friend, so he, like, they do this whole commentary together where Kevin Smith just asks some questions about the movie, and he explains everything, because I never understood that movie either. I don't know, I'm guessing.
You know, I like watching the movie, but yeah. I can't make heads or tails of how
yeah.
it all tingles on itself, I guess.
Dude, I'm going to let you borrow it, because it, like, it makes sense, and you're like...
It makes sense.
Your mind will be opened up.
Blown.
Yeah, it will be...
A movie that requires its own, like, you know...
Yeah.
Explanation.
Yeah.
You need to, yeah.
You need a
study guide.
Hand out. There you go, study guide.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt your wrap-up here.
No, I'm intrigued by it, too. I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah. It was an inadvertent time travel pick, I guess, for me, but it turns out that it's got time travel. No, I'd say check it. I mean, it's 30 minutes long. It's a fun time. I'd say definitely you got to check out Kung Fury. I imagine it's probably kungfury.com. You can find it on YouTube, stream it, watch it, download it today. And next week, then, we will be watching... Jenny's first pick as a Freak Show regular. What are we going to be watching?
The Big Lebowski.
Oh, snap.
I'm the dude, man.
And Nick's going to be joining us. Nick, yeah. How well do you like The Big Lebowski?
I've never seen it.
Oh. Holy shit.
What?
Fucking fascist?
I guess. I don't know. All I know is the dude and there's bowling. That's about what I know.
Oh, wow, well,
and I think there's another tie-in to Hitler, because I've seen a video where he's like tripping out or something like that.
These men are Saddam.
Yeah,
okay.
So Nick will be our swing vote on the Big Lebowski podcast coming up next week. And until then, hey, talk to us on facebook.com/Saturday Night Freak Show. You can get a hold of us on Twitter at Sat Freak Show or email us. SaturdayNightFreakShow@yahoo.com. We'll probably even read your comments on the air. And until next week, the basement is going dark.